We'll divide the time till Maghrib to be able to make a little bit siqba and then zikr and then visiting the hair, the holy hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah by 8:45 we'll be finished for night. As I said before in the previous session, from the north of Grandshares, I know we are live now, but it is the importance to know that Kalam al-Awliya, what Awliya Allah knows and says is what Allah showed them from different realities. And they don't speak with the language of tongue, but they try to speak with the language of heart, sending these vibrations to the tongue, that the tongue can express something of what is originally in their hearts. Like someone says something and it is encrypted. So you need a language of a computer in order to decode that encryption. It might be able to decode part of it, sometimes it cannot decode all of it. Awliya Allah, what comes to their hearts is inspiration with a heavenly language that is thrown in the heart of that wali, and the tongue or the mind try to decode it, but not successfully every time, but at least can take some of that and can say it on the tongue, which with that it makes people to be surprised of the actions or the thoughts of that one. And this is what we saw happened a lot in the history, that people or scholars cannot understand what the wali is saying, because, as I said, it's an encrypted language. He is saying what Allah has put in his heart. So these notes that I'm speaking from them were lectures given by Gretchen, may Allah bless his soul, translated to us by Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life.
Amen.
And wherever I was able to take notes, I took notes. And for some reason, people might see it beyond understanding. Some people might understand. As we said before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dressed his beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that light of 99 names and Ismullah al-A'zam, and gave him, and we explained that in detail, and gave him the, dressed him with the light of Nahrul Kawthar, gave him that river to dress the Ummah and to clean the Ummah with it. And that's why we said that anyone recite Allahumma skini min Nahrul Kawthar, oh Allah, give me to squish my thirst from Nahr al-Kawthar. And every time he says that, he will be dressed by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from that light, means from this reality. And we explained that, and you can move back to it in previous sessions. Might be later will be on the internet, or you can get the CD. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said that Allah gave the authority to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after giving him all these levels at the birth, when he was born and he was seeing all this, what Allah has given him of authority and granted to sajda, saying, my ummah, Allah gave him authority that he has وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, gave him authority on whatever is in heaven and whatever is in this universe. And he said from that moment of birth, as soon as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from his mother womb into this, seeing this, being dressed with these realities, and we explained that, and went into sajda, as soon as he went into the sajda asking for the ummah, for his ummah, that moment the first mi'raj happened to him. He was in a mi'raj. That's why to awliya Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu was salam, in every moment he is in a mi'raj. It's not only one mi'raj that Prophet had, but in every moment of his life And every moment in his holy Rauda grave, he has Mi'raj in every moment. In the divine presence, taking whatever Allah is giving him and dressing the Ummah with it. And here what might be something that we did not hear before is Allah has given him and make him the seals of messenger and gave him that the strongest power of prophecy is to dress the Ummah with it, in order to make us to be for those who are believing in him and are accepting him and following his footsteps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave authority to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to dress them on his features, that these people will become Muhammadiyun. They become with that nur, they appear in the judgment day. When people look at them, they see that they resemble each other, not because of their cleverness, but because of the mercy of Allah on them, because they believed in Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they tried their best to follow his path, his way. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be dressing them so they will look like each other, like twins. Because that light of Muhammad Rasulullah will be reflected on them. So when someone who is not being dressed with that, as an unbeliever who is not dressed with that, he look and he say, look, oh, how many of those people looks like, not completely, but looks like the reflection of the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on their faces. This will be given to those who are, this is the meaning of the ayah, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِرْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you really love Allah, follow me, Allah loves you. Loves you. Allah, who is his beloved one? Is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah loves you, he gives you from the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that authority is with Prophet to reflect his light on everyone who loves Prophet alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at birth, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at birth came out and went into sajda, Allah showed him the reality of the three lights that he created the creation from it. The light of Allah Nuru Samawati wal Ard, that is the light that is related to the description of the beautiful name Al-Nur. Allah Nuru Samawati wal Ard. From that light, Allah created the light of Muhammad, and from the light of Sayyidina Muhammad, Allah created the light of Sayyidina Adam. He showed him these three different lights and dressed the Ummah with that. So when Prophet ﷺ was in sajda, raising his head, he saw the reality of all these Ummah dressing these three lights, and he saw them clean from any sin. That all of them يستحقون الجنة. They deserve paradise. And there Allah said, to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I will continue and saying that this is Grand Sheikh's notes. This is Kalam al-Awliya, language of saints, is not in books. Allah said to Prophet, as there is no change for my reality, I am not going to change what I have dressed for your sake to my servants of these three lights. In the judgment day, your ummah is going to come in the presence, in my presence, with these three lights that they will deserve to go to paradise because they have believed in you and believed in me. May Allah make us believers.
Ameen.
And followers of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many places in Holy Quran, He cursed Zalimeen, Kafirin, Mushrikeen. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said in many places about the severeness of punishment for those who are oppressors, for those who are not following religions. And Grand Sheikh said that this curse came in Holy Quran, but did not come on the realities of the souls and the bodies of the human beings, because they are made out of three lights. It came on their characters. Allah cursed these bad characters. That is, that one oppressor is not his body oppressor, is not his soul oppressor. His character is an oppressor. So that curse came on the characters. Or if that one is not believer, or that one is not good, or that one is not honest, or that one is not this or that, it came on the characters of these individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed that characters with the wisdom by cursing it, changing it from a negative character to a positive character. Cleaning his ummah, and that's why recitation, reading of Holy Quran, it will clean these bad characters that we are dressing on our physicalities and on our souls. And that's why it is very important to recite and read Holy Quran, because whatever verse you pass and you read about different ayahs that mentions kufr or mention unbelief, mention oppression, mention dishonesty, mention lies, mention anything that is evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are reading this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking away that bad characters from you and changing it into hasanat, reward, and taking this sayyad away from you. That is the importance, and that is one of the secrets of recitation and reading Holy Quran by people in Arabic language. If you cannot in Arabic language, in transliteration. Even you make mistake. If you cannot, then in your language. Because there are secrets that is hidden. And Awliya Allah bring these secrets out in order that we can learn what behind their words, what's hidden behind their words. He said, all of them, Allah created them from the light. As we said, He created Prophet from His light, created Adam from the light of Prophet, and created a human being from the light of Adam. Means we are all from these three lights blended together. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed the bad character, is to clean us from this evilness and change it to goodness on our souls and our bodies. I will not go longer than that, and we leave it here. And branch ended, it's not ended, but it's that page, still that lecture might be 30 pages more. That page, he ended that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا وسعتني سمائي ولا أرضي ولكن وسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. Neither my heavens nor my earth contained me, but the heart of my believer contained me. Means the heart is a container of receiving this enlightenment and these revelations, these inspirations that coming from the heart of Awliyaullah, that they are taken from the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet is taking from his ma'arij, from his continuous mi'raj, one after another, in every moment he is getting that knowledge and giving, passing it to Awliyaullah, and Awliyaullah are passing it to the student. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.